Okay, good night. Here we are again. This is Nurse Jax with our first live video, and we are going to be speaking with Nurse Jalene today out of New Jersey. We want to find out some, you know, some things about what she feels about the coronavirus. How is it working? What her journey was as a nurse. She's one of my favorite nurses, so Jalene, why don't you introduce yourself? And you're on Nurse Jax podcast. You're my very first guest. And we want to explore, what has this pandemic done for you? How has it changed your life? And what do you think about the vaccine? So these are some of the questions we're going to be talking about today. But the first question I want you to share with everybody is your journey in nursing. And how did it start? And what, you know, what were your woes and your highs?
Good evening, everyone. Jackie, thank you so much for honoring me and having me as your first guest. I am truly humbled and I appreciate it greatly. Okay, so nursing, as a child, I've always wanted to be either a school teacher or a nurse. And nursing won out. So I started off being a nursing assistant. I worked my way up to being a medication aide, then an LPN. Now I'm a registered nurse working on my BSN. So I've worked my way up the ladder slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. I am a mother of two children, two young adults, who are one that's also is aspiring to be a nurse. And my son says he wants to be a lawyer. So.
All right. You're going to have a lot of education up there. So tell me, what's this pandemic been like for you?
I think this pandemic has been an eye-opener, real traumatic, actually, being in the healthcare field. I worked in long-term care, nursing home. And so I've seen a lot, and, you know, we've lost a few of our residents. And, you know, being in long-term care, they're not only our residents, but they're also, they somehow become a part of your family and you theirs.
Right, so because you're with them every day.
Correct. So it's been devastating, not only for the family, but for us also, the healthcare team that works with them every day.
Okay, so like, can you walk me through one of the mornings that you went to work?
All right, so...
During the pandemic.
During the pandemic. So, you know, when this it was a thing in the beginning. When this thing first started, no one really knew what it was, you know? So we thought, you know, when your patient starts with a temperature, you're thinking maybe there's an infection going on. And then, you know, it became a respiratory thing. So you thought, okay, so maybe there's some pneumonia going on. There's, you know, something respiratory going on. But then when you receive your patient, you get reported in the morning, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock, the patient you had at 8 o'clock is not the same patient at noon. You know, this thing was so rapid and we were all just so confused. And only to find out within a day or two that you had lost that patient.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so it in the beginning, that's how it was. And no one knew how to treat it. No one really knew what was going on. You know, the most traumatic thing for me was we were all looking for these symptoms that they told us to look for, right? And so on one particular Sunday, I had a patient and Aid and I gave her a shower, had her looking nice, you know. And then I was often, you know, I spoke to her. She called her family. She had a great conversation with her sister who also lived in New York. And I was off the next day on a Monday, only to get a phone call later that Monday that this patient had cardiac arrest and was taken to the hospital. When she was taken to the hospital, she was, you know, she died on her way to the hospital, only to find out she had COVID. Here we were not fully using the N95. We're using just a basic mask, not an N95. Mm. So I was fully exposed and it was very scary. It was a very scary time.
So when you were fully exposed, did you contract the virus yourself?
In the beginning, I thought I did. I really thought I did. And in the beginning, the medications they had, they were giving it to only the ones who had severe symptoms. right? Mm-hmm. So when I spoke with my physician, I had aches, body aches. I had no respiratory illnesses, thank God. But I had the body aches. I had the loss of taste and smell, you know, loss of appetite. So my doctor had told me just to stay home, quarantine myself for 14 days. And if my symptoms progress, to make them, to give her a call back. But thank God they didn't.
Okay. Did you ever check to see if you had antibodies?
No, I have not done that.
Okay. Well, a lot of people, the whole antibody testing, I feel like, well, what I've seen, it's different from, you know, the acute setting and then the nursing home setting. And I know they had lots of deaths in the nursing home. So in the acute setting, you know, we're privy to all their results right away. And some people come in and they're just coming for something else. And then they have antibodies and they're like, and sometimes we're the first one to tell them, hey, did you know that you were exposed to COVID? You have antibodies. So that too is a whole nother story, you know, but the other day, so that was then. Do you see a surge now coming off of COVID where we had like a decline? Everyone was pretty healthy. Do you now see the surge going up?
The surge is going up. It's going up slowly. I think now we know better how to take care of it. We know better how to protect ourselves, you know, and so the cases aren't as traumatic, what I am seeing now.
Okay.
As so it was in still, the beginning when we knew nothing about what it was.
Oh, okay. So are you, do you have enough PPEs? Do you feel like there's enough?
Currently, yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. So how do you feel about nursing today? Like, because of this pandemic, like if someone said to you, would you still be a nurse? Knowing what you know today, would you change your profession?
I have good and bad days, honestly. And there are days when I love being a nurse. And there are days when I'm like, oh my God, what else can I do? You know, but I think by the end of my shift, I'm like, okay, I still want to be a nurse. You know, it's not just a job for me. I think it's who I am. I'm a nurse. I don't really think there's anything else I would, if I didn't have to do it, I think I would still want to be involved some kind of way in helping people and, you know, comforting people and, you know, the compassion, the interaction, the one-on-one connection that you make. It's invaluable.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. So what do you feel about the COVID vaccine? Today was the first time it was launched. And I know you've probably watched the news and you see everything and you see that there was a Black nurse, the first one to take it. So what do you feel about that? What are your feelings about the COVID vaccine? Do you feel like you're going to take the vaccine? Do you feel like, tell me about that. Explore that with me.
So my thoughts on the vaccine is, you know, one aspect is as a healthcare worker, it's important that we do show to those who are not in healthcare that it's important to take the vaccine, you know, I would hate for me not to take it and pass it on to, you know, I could have it and be asymptomatic and I could pass it on to one of my patients and they could pass away or their family members or even to take it home to my family, you know. But on the other end, outside of nursing, my honest thoughts are it hasn't been studied long enough. You know, and I'm scared. And I'm also scared that if I choose not to take this vaccine, I won't have a job. Because I think eventually they'll mandate it, as they have done with the flu vaccination.
Right. And you said something very prominent or something really exact. And I think you're not alone. Because I'm scared and I have the same feeling because now I'm torn between, I'm a leader at work. So being a leader, if I don't take it, my nurses are not going to take it. they're not. They're like, they're all looking at me like, are you going to take it? And then the other day I looked at my boss and I said, are you going to take it? And then she was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to take it, but here's where I'm all confused, because if I don't take it and then a certain amount of vaccines are released and they run out of vaccines and the vaccine actually work and it's actually effective and it's actually lowering the incident rate of COVID, it's lowering the risk. And here I am, I didn't take it. And so now I have to wait for the next round, which is not given for another 6 months. And what can happen in that time? COVID happens quickly in 6 months. Six months is a lifetime for a patient with COVID.
Yeah.
And I too had my journey with COVID. So I do understand that if it's not so much, and what people don't understand, it's not so much that healthcare workers, they want to make us a guinea pig. They want to, you know, there's so much controversy around it. For me, it's like, if I don't take this vaccine,
how can I educate my patients in taking it? How can I advise them? How can I encourage them? It's a catch.
It's a catch 22. You know, you're reminded of polio, and the controversy is, oh, they want the healthcare workers, which are mostly blacks. They want the minorities to take it. They want the old people to take it, and we'll watch to see what happened to them first. And then if they don't make it,
I think because we're so accustomed to being used as the guinea pigs that we're now skeptical.
Yeah. And rightly so. So it is hard for me as a healthcare worker, for me as a nurse, to try, because I have a lot of family members and friends and colleagues that turn to me and say, are you going to take it?
Yeah.
And if I'm going to take it, then it's a possibility that their life will be extended because they would have taken it, and if it's effective.
Yes.
And then the other side to that is like, I Googled a picture of the scientists who work on it today, and it was like four women, women of color, and women,
go ahead.
And on the other end, these scientists have been working tirelessly for a year. They have probably been working 100 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know? And here we go. With all this, oh, it's not going to work. I wonder how they feel at home. Like, do you know how much I sacrificed for a whole year coming up with this thing that can help save pretty much the world, right? Because we've had almost 300,000 deaths already. And then now we're saying, oh, we're not taking that. It kind of like throw in their face, like their work. There's so many parts of this.
Also, they have to remember history and you know, convince us. They should remember history of what they have done.
But, you know, the thing is, they did convince us because there was a trial. 44,000 people was a part of this trial. The evidence is out there. The study is made public. Why are we not educating ourselves to make an informed decision?
You know, within a year, it doesn't tell you really what the side effects are.
I know what happens when you get COVID. The 300,000 side effects of that.
Completely agree.
Right. I know what that does.
Yes. But on the other end of it, with the vaccine, What I'm saying is we don't know the side effects. You know, we don't know the long-term side effects, how drastically it will affect our lives, you know, but I don't think I'm confused.
You don't think you're confused?
No, I'm saying I'm torn. I'm torn between what to do. Do I take it? Do I not take it? Do I have a choice in taking it? Do I not have a choice in taking it? You know, I believe in science. And I don't think
I believe in science. That's why I became a nurse. So
correct.
You know, and there are people saying all these mean things about this nurse that took it. And of course, first person to take it is a nurse.
I saw her today.
The first person to take it is a nurse, and you know she's Jamaican, right?
Yes, and I think the doctor might have been as well. I heard their accent.
Oh, so it was both a male and a doctor took it as well?
No, the doctor was the one who gave the first shot.
Oh, okay. And the nurse, but let me just read some of these comments that people are...
mean-spirited.
People are saying, I just want you to see what you feel about. One of the comments was, does she still have to wear a mask?
Yes.
Another one says, I'm very disappointed that the governor and mayor weren't the first to take the vaccine. As a frontline employee, I will not be taking the shot anytime soon. This is probably another nurse. And it said, let me see what the results of people who took it first. And that's what we're saying. Let's see what it is.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with it. Let me see. Let me wait 6 months and see the results of those who have taken it. What, you know, what has happened.
And it says, I will never forget what they did to Black people with vaccines.
Right.
You know, and one person says, oh, wait 2 days to see if the reaction and wait for her to die.
Oh, that's mean. That's cruel.
So awful.
That
like
is cruel.
For you to even take time to write that.
That is cruel.
That's so cruel. Another person said, did she die yet?
Wow.
You know, this is somebody's mother. This is somebody's daughter. This is somebody's wife. And most of all, she's a nurse. And this is what people.
Out of ignorance. That's really all based out of ignorance.
And, you know, they're saying she looks scared. Well, I hope it doesn't come back and haunt her in 2035. Follow her closely for any reactions. How much did they pay her? Are they going to show white people this is fake pandemic? This is so crazy that she took the vaccine maybe, I don't know, less than 12 hours ago.
All right.
And already you have 400 and something comments.
All negative or mostly negative, not all.
Mostly
I don't think
negative.
All.
But you know what? We're going to keep her in prayer. We're nurses and we know how we're treated.
Definitely.
And, you know, we have to keep her lifted up and make sure that she pulls through, just like how we lift up our patients when they're alone and they don't have no family member and they pull through. So we're going to just pray that she pulls through and she shows us she was brave enough to be the first one. So I think she's more of a superhero than anyone. She wants to set an example. She said, you know what? I'm not scared because there are people who need it. She could have lost somebody. There's a lot of people across the world now that, you know, they've lost a couple of loved ones. They've lost
friends,
their parent, their child. Some people lost their entire family.
Correct.
I had a young guy on my unit, and he lost his mother a week ago.
Wow.
And he was fighting for his life this week.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that must be like?
There are those out there who still are in disbelief that this is really an issue.
Yeah, they're still saying it's a fake. It's not real. COVID isn't real, but COVID is real.
COVID is real. And I think until they have lost someone to the virus, they're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
You know? But if
and
you
I
want.
Don't have, I don't have to lose someone. I just work with them.
You have seen loss. You have lost.
Yeah, they have lost. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, we just have to wait and see. Yeah. And when it's our turn, we're just going to be just as brave.
Just have to be brave and go ahead and, you know, take one for the team, I guess.
Take one for the team. And this is, her name is Sandra? Sandra Lindsay. We thank you for being the first nurse to do this.
Thank you, Sandra, for setting an example.
Don't listen to what people are saying. We are nurses and we stand behind you. And we're just hoping that you get well soon and you get past this. And we're sending you good vibes. So the last question I have for you, Jalene, is would you have your family take the vaccine? Would you tell your dad to take it and your sisters and your brothers?
I think I would. Even though the fact that I'm still deciding whether I should take it or not, I think eventually it will boil down to my having to take it. And so I would advise them to. Because like,
if you take the vaccine, would you encourage others to take it?
Of course. Of course. Have you stated earlier, you know, what if my being scared prevents me from taking it? And then in a few months, I contract COVID and, you know, we know the end result of COVID. And if I had taken the vaccine, finding out that it could have prevented my demise. So, yes, I would encourage them to take it.
Okay. So I think we have a great task ahead of us.
Yes.
And like you said, you're still on your nursing journey.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to do your bachelor's. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
In that. Go on to your master's, do whatever you want to do, because it's the sky's the limit when it comes to nursing. And once again, it's a wide open sea. Keep doing what you're doing. You are making a difference in someone's life every day. And now I think that is the biggest reward of nursing. And we'll chat again soon. Probably after you take it or not. We'll chat again to see, you know, what's up next for us. Okay. All so right.
Well, Jackie, I just want to take this time to thank you. You know, every step of the way that I've, you know, my journey, you've encouraged me and you have been my inspiration as well. So I know you inspire a lot of other nurses out there and a lot of other people. So I just want to take this time to thank you and to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing because you're making a difference.
Oh, thank you, Jalene. You don't let me get emotional because you know I'm an emotional being. But thank you so much. It is always my pleasure. It seems like second nature. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast because I feel like maybe I can reach more people.
And you will.
And encourage more people to just be the best version of themselves.
Yeah, this is a great task you've taken on. You'll do well.
Yep. Thank you so much. And you enjoy your night. I enjoyed my chat with you. So we'll continue this talk on vaccines and a chat with Nurse Jax.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye, everyone.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in with Nurse Jax at Not Just a Nurse Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Buzzsprout, Apple, and Spotify. Send your requests and your questions for a chat with Jax. Be safe out there.